Today I have the lovely Sarah Laughling with me again from the NSPCC. Every month or so we like to have a nice little catch up about what the NSPCC and Childline have been up to, particularly in the local area. Hi Sarah, how have you been?
I'm good, Georgia. It's really nice here in Essex. The sun is out. Lovely. Thank you.
Good, good. And you're in the Easter holidays now. How is it having the children back home? Must feel like they've only just gone back to school.
I know, it's really weird. They go back to school and then they're off again. I'm like, no. But yeah, no, it's good. The weather is nice. So, yeah, they can be outside.
So tell us a little bit about what has been going on with the NSPCC and Childline in Essex lately.
So it's like 1 year on since the first lockdown. And when I think about spring 2020, I think about how much children needed us. Childline counselling sessions increased by 22% about abuse and neglect compared to pre-lockdown levels. And our counsellors delivered 19,000 counselling sessions in those first 3 months. We've had lots of visits to our Calm Zone and our message boards. So our Calm Zone is on our Childline website, and young people can build their happy space there. Children and young people can create a space and it's just for them. They can choose things that help them feel happy, help them feel calm and feel safe. There is also breathing exercises for helping to keep calm and to relax. And there's also a space where young people can express themselves through drawing and writing. And even try out some yoga as well on the Calm Zone. Our Calm Zone has seen large increases in the number of page views and posts on our message boards, which continue to pour in throughout this time. So on average, a child is now contacting Childline every 25 seconds, and over three quarters of the counselling sessions we provide now take place online. And this really goes to show that we all need to be here for children right now. I just qualified as a Childline counsellor this year, and I know they're struggling, but I know with the right help at the right time, we can stop a generation of children from becoming the COVID generation, and instead they can be the generation that thrived despite the pandemic going on.
That's a really amazing concept, yeah, that we should definitely all be working towards. As these issues do continue, hopefully things start to loosen up soon and lockdown begins to lift. But obviously, we're no means done yet. There's still a long way to go. And if a child was listening right now and they were struggling with lockdown or anything really, what advice would you give them?
I'd say talk to someone you trust. It's important to talk and to speak out. And if you don't have a trusted adult in your family, you can always talk to us. We're here and we will listen. So calling Childline is free and it's confidential. We'll not share any information you give us unless we are concerned about your safety. And we'll only do this to help you. A young person is never in the wrong for speaking out, and it's if something is upsetting them. So yeah, we're always there for young people to call us anytime.
That's great. And can you just recap once again what the number is or the website is if anyone would like it?
Sure. I mean, it's really easy to remember. So it's 0800 1111. That's the phone number. And we also have a website as well. So it's www.childline.org.uk.
It sounds like as well the charity is so incredibly busy at the moment, as you have been throughout lockdown. Have you found time for anything else?
Yeah, of course. We actually published an NSPCC YouGov survey about 2 weeks ago that evidenced that people in the East want more to be done to prevent online harms. Mm. We know for too long our children have been an afterthought for the big tech companies, but the Online Safety Bill can make a culture change by resetting current industry standards and giving Ofcom the power to change the face of online child protection for good. We have been campaigning for quite some time to ensure this happens. It was really wonderful to see the support from so many people across the East. And the survey found that in the East, 9 in 10 respondents want social networks and messaging service to be designed to be safe for children. It also showed that 93% of respondents want firms to have a legal responsibility to detect and report child abuse, such as grooming, which is taking place on these sites. It's taken years of campaigning. And again, there's more information on our website, putting in NSPCC Online Safety Bill, and there'll be lots more information there.
Well, that's great to hear that after all that hard work and campaigning, that is paying off and we're gradually getting there slowly. And of course, there's always more we can be doing. You can absolutely visit the website if you want to see what the NSPSCC are doing about that sort of thing. Specifically to Essex then, what's going on locally in the area at the moment?
Well, fundraising has still been a challenge. It's been quite difficult to fundraise. Things are definitely ramping up with the local branch, and ideas are really flowing and plans are starting to be made. Lots of people have been setting themselves personal challenges to raise money. But watch this space. I seriously believe there's good things still to come. Childline is also celebrating their 35th birthday this year. We'll be launching the 35 Club very soon. So I'll let everyone know how they can get involved. Probably next time I'm on the show.
Ooh, exciting.
Very exciting. The Essex NSPCC branch is also celebrating 125 years. So it's a very special year for Essex. If anyone would like to support us in any way, we'd love to hear from them. So we're reaching out to individuals, groups, organisations and companies. Please do get in touch by emailing fundraisingsupportteam@nspcc.org.uk. Thank you.
That sounds amazing. And absolutely encourage anybody who has any ability to help out however they can to get in touch, because it's such an amazing thing that you guys are doing. Sarah, thanks so much for coming on the show today and updating us all about the NSPCC and Childline. You guys have been doing such incredible work even during lockdown. And you're absolutely right that it's so important we make sure that this doesn't become a sort of generation of the kids that suffered. We need to make it a generation that thrived despite everything that happened. And you guys are doing such incredible work for that. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about it. And we will catch up with you in about a month's time and we will hear all about these exciting plans such as the 35 Club.
Oh, no, thank you so much, Georgia. It's a pleasure to be here. And yeah, thank you.